So you say you want financial freedom, huh? Well, what if I were to tell you that there was something even more valuable than the financial freedom that you think is so important? Stick around, I'm going to give you that secret.
I'm Ricky Calabat. Welcome to my Live a Legacy channel. My intentions are to provide you with valuable information that will alter the trajectory of your life by creating new opportunities for your family and your future. What is Straight Talk with Ricky? It's the real deal, unedited, unfiltered truth about life and all the lessons that come with it. Subscribe now.
Okay, so I have coached thousands of people over the years, and one recurring topic that always seems to come up when I ask about your goals, why do you want to achieve them, what is it going to do for you, and the recurring answer that always comes up is freedom, independence. And of course, those are awesome words, but they mean something different to everyone. So, for example, freedom. What is freedom, right? We live in America. Isn't everybody free? Yeah, I say that loosely. But yeah, right? When you look at other countries, America is free. You have a freedom of speech, right? You have a freedom of your opinion or whatever other freedoms that they promise you when you, you know, enter the country. But what does freedom mean to you? Is it financial freedom, where I don't have to go to work, I don't have to listen to the man, I can do whatever I want, I can buy whatever I want, right? But is that really freedom? Or does it just a convenience that you don't have to go to a job that you hate in order to make money to provide a roof over your head and food on the table? Okay? So we really need to get clarity on what is freedom for us. And, you know, independence. Let's look at that word. So independence is a version of freedom, I would say. I don't need anybody. I don't have to rely on anybody. I'm self-sufficient. I'm fine on my own. If I wanted to pack up my bags and move halfway around the world, I can do that, and I'm independent, right? So that, yes, I think what those two words have in common is the same mindset, the mentality of being able to be like, if I choose to do nothing right now, that's okay. Maybe that's the freedom that you so crave. Is if I wake up today and I decide I don't want to go to work, I don't want to talk to my wife, I don't want to kiss my kids, I don't want to go do anything, I want to go to the beach, I want to listen to music, I want to go watch a movie, whatever that is, whatever that freedom looks like to you, is all up to you. So the first lesson here is define what is freedom, because everybody wants it. Everybody wants it in some way, shape, or form. And usually, and again, I'm going back to my thousands of people that I've interviewed and coached, is that financial freedom is what they want. They want to not have to have the stress of making money in order to live. So let's talk about that. So the financial freedom. Again, that's ambiguous because nobody knows how much money do you need. Yeah, you can get out a calculator and you can go through these worksheets and you can call a financial advisor and you can say, well, okay, how much money do you need to live? You spend, let's call it 50 grand a year. 50 grand a year is for you to maintain the lifestyle that you currently have or want. You need to walk away with $50,000 a year after taxes in order to provide that lifestyle. So I, in one way, financial freedom would be if my investments or my passive income were able to be more than what my lifestyle needs are, then that could be perceived as financial freedom, because then you really don't have to go to work. You don't have to do something extra. You have the pleasure of, as I call it, making money while you sleep, freedom, which is amazing. It really is. I can tell you that firsthand. You know, I have lots of passive income, lots of different things, but again, it's not about me. But I do want you to know that is, right? I mean, it's not about me talking about me. It's about me sharing my experience with you. And yeah, there's lots of sources that I have worked to create that passive income that keeps paying me, even though I'm no longer working at it right now. And there's millions of ways to do that. Yeah, there's all these pyramid schemes and there's these get-rich-quick schemes. Some of them work, some of them don't, depending on if you need to work it, right? There's nothing is for free, right? When it comes to that, you do have to work. But getting back to the financial freedom. So, yes, if you can figure out what that number is and make sure that you are earning that amount of money, then in a way you can say, okay, I'm free, I have a salary job, I make $100,000. After taxes, I walk away with 75. My lifestyle is 50. I save 25. I invested in stocks, bonds, crypto, whatever you're investing in. I'm saving for my retirement account, for my kids' college, or for, you know, a house in the mountains. You know, whatever that is that you want. So if you are at that point, then away you have, you know, check, I have a little bit of financial freedom, that my income, the money coming in, is way more than the money going out, and that gives you peace of mind. So here's the secret that I promised you at the beginning of this video, is it's not about how much money you have in the bank. This is where everybody gets it wrong. Everyone thinks, oh, financial freedom is I have millions of dollars in the bank and I don't need to work. Yeah, that would be great. But what people don't realize is, in order to get that, it's not going to happen overnight. You're really not going to wake up tomorrow and all of a sudden you're going to have 7 digits in your bank account if you didn't have it yesterday. I promise you. Okay? So, how do you get from there to here? And this is what you should be focusing on. This is where the magic happens, is you want freedom, you want independence, then this is what you have to do. Get your ass out there, learn the skills necessary to make you crazy valuable in the marketplace. Hopefully something that you love, and you gain knowledge, experience, training, whatever it is. You need the skills to be able to make the money that you know will go into your bank account that will then give you the financial freedom that you desire. Simple, right? Then why isn't everybody doing it? Because instead of learning new skills, you're distracted. Right? You are distracted with a bunch of bullshit stuff. Social media, whatever, you know what it is. You know what it is. You can watch my other episodes and you'll see, you make a list of all the things you're doing that you shouldn't be doing. You know damn well you shouldn't be doing it, and you do it anyway. How much time is that costing you? But I want you to now put a dollar sign to that time. You love Facebook that much that you're going to spend 1 hour on Facebook seeing what all your friends are up to, all their fake lives that you're jealous of, instead of spending 1 hour learning something new, sharpening your axe, getting smarter, getting faster, getting stronger, so you can then put yourself in a position to be more valuable to the world. That's what it's all about. That's where your focus needs to be. If you really want that financial freedom that you so crave, get out there, take a class. Get out there and get coaching, right? Or even if you can't afford it, right, find somebody who's where you are or where you want to be. Talk to them. Ask them if you can help them. Ask them if you can be their assistant. Ask them if you can do stuff for free. How can you help them? Because while helping them, you're going to learn what they're doing. And just maybe you can put some of that to work for you. And you can do it for yourself. For your family. You can get a friend, get a buddy, get a partner, get something for you to learn more skills. Then you can write your own ticket, as they say. Because then you're not attached to a job, you're not attached to a boss, you're not attached to a man, whatever you want to call it. You are attached, you have the independence that you know what, this doesn't work for me. I'm going to move from here to over there. And you can go get another job. Probably now that you've accumulated more experience, sometimes they don't value you as much when you've been in a job for a while. There's nothing more satisfying than testing the waters and see how much are you worth. Because I promise you, it's probably more than you think. Go on an interview. Go check the marketplace. This world is fast changing. The demands for skills and talent right now, people are really overpaying for quality talent. So if you have skills and you have talent and you haven't been on an interview for the last at least 2+ years, you're not doing yourself any favors. You're actually crippling yourself. Whether you take the job or not, you need to see what's out there. What the hell is available? Every 2 years, you should be going on interviews and find out who's the new kid on the block. What do they got to offer? How can that benefit me? Whoa, what are they doing? How are they doing it? Either way, I guarantee you, you're going to walk away with new information, new knowledge, and possibly a new set of skills that you need to acquire in order to get the job that you may not be qualified for yet. You see my point? Okay, so I hope I've hammered that home today, because that's what it's all about. Go get smarter, faster, stronger, have the ability to make more money, and I promise you that freedom of financial wealth, independence will be yours for the rest of your life.
If you enjoyed this video, please go ahead, subscribe, and click on the bell. Like and share with 3 people you think will also benefit from this game-changing message. Connect with me. All my social media links are below in the description. We welcome and reply to all comments, so please share your comments below and please let us know what topic interests you the most.